Hello, welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vass, and this is episode 16, a little about my own journey as a medical intuitive. It's been about a month since I've posted an episode. I've gotten some transmissions, but most of what I've gotten has been personal information for myself, and I really wanted more global information before I recorded another podcast. But my guides keep telling me to talk about myself, and I was really resisting that because I didn't want to talk about myself, so I kept saying, no, I'm not going to do that. But now, you know, all this time has gone by, and of course, the spirits win out. They always win out. Anytime I try to get my way, I don't get my way. And so I've decided to give in and do an episode about my own journey in the hopes that then they will allow us to move back to talking about the planet. So I wanted to talk a little bit about my own journey as a medical intuitive more recently. So in earlier episodes, I talked about my journey to becoming a medical intuitive, and many of you may know that I was on my own healing journey for many years with medical mysteries, going from doctor to healer to modality, trying to get help and not being able to really get help. And it was a result of that journey, in part, that I became a medical intuitive. I was led on that journey to a medical intuitive who told me that I needed to embrace my gifts if I wanted to get better. And I was willing to do absolutely anything to get better, even take psychic development classes if that meant I was going to get better. And so I did. And I eventually was told by my teachers, you know, you really have a gift for medical intuition. You really should pursue this. And I did. Well, more recently, I've been dealing with an accident that I was in. I was in a car accident where a man who was, I don't know, texting or distracted in some way, rear-ended me in a truck while I was stationary at a stoplight. And he didn't have insurance, so that, of course, impacted, you know, my ability to get any, you know, settlement to handle the cost of it. And so the reason I bring that up is because, you know, when you're dealing with injuries, you have to look at the whole picture. I've seen this so often with my own clients that when someone has an accident, it's not just what happened physically, but it's the emotion around it. And so my emotion around this man being careless and then this man not having insurance, and then after it happened, he didn't get out of his car. And I remember that hurt. Like, he didn't even care enough to be like, are you okay? And I can look at all of those factors and say, oh, those were all contributing factors to the injury. And as a medical intuitive, I've worked with a lot of people who've come to me with conditions, different conditions in their body. And a lot of times I'll be tracing the condition back to a root cause, and I'll find out that the root cause was a car accident. And a lot of times the reason that the car accident causes these long-term injuries or leads to other problems in the body is because of some of the emotion around the accident, or because the doctors they're going to have failed to see the connection between the injury in one part of the body and its manifestation in another part of the body. And so, of course, I've been reflecting on all these things as I heal. Now, after my accident, I had an injury to my brain, and so I've been recovering from that, and it's affected my memory and my speech. And my guides, you know, as soon as it happened, of course, one of the first things I did was ask my guides, why did this happen? And you know, when you're sick, you can go to the doctor and ask what's going on. You can evaluate the facts, talk to, you know, someone who's an expert on accidents and figure out why this happened. But you always want to know too, why in the big scheme of things did this happen? And so I asked my guides, why did this happen? And they said, we had to stop you. And I said, stop me? And they said, yes, We didn't send you to Earth to heal everybody. And that was kind of a shocker. I mean, it wasn't. I know that healing everybody is not my purpose. But those of us who are healers, of course, we think healing is a good idea. And it's kind of hard to stop and think, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing all this healing, right? Because isn't healing just an inherent good? How could anything be wrong with healing people? But they said, we didn't send you there to heal everybody. And of course, I know what they meant, because I know why I'm here. I've been told why I'm here. And it's true when they actually put it like that. I do know that my purpose isn't to heal everybody. But you know, this happens to us as healers, right? If you have a healing gift, if you have the ability to help people, whether you're a doctor or a medical intuitive or an energy healer or a social worker or a therapist, whatever kind of healer you are, once you realize you have the capacity to help people, it's really hard not to spend all your time helping people. And I realized, you know, I think I was addicted to helping people. And it wasn't all just service. It wasn't all just me being selfless. I think I also, you know, really enjoyed seeing the transformation. It gave me joy to see people come into an appointment one way and leave another. It gave me a sense of accomplishment, of I'm making a difference in the world. I'm helping, I'm contributing, you know? And so I think it was really hard to walk away from that. And so they said, we had to stop you. And they want me to reorient. And one of the things they want me to do is they want me to focus more on a global approach. They want me to do, they don't want me doing individual sessions with individuals. They want me working in ways that reach a much larger audience. And that's been challenging because for the last 6 months, while I've been recovering, I've been getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts from clients and potential clients who really need my help. And it's been very hard for me to say, no, I can't help you. I can't help you. Now, it wasn't just that my guides told me not to do sessions. They also took away my ability to do sessions. So after the accident, I lost my ability to visualize. I lost my ability to do medical intuition sessions where I rely quite heavily on my clairvoyance. I look inside people's bodies, I see their organs. I couldn't see them anymore. I also do Akashic Records readings. For quite a while after the accident, I couldn't go to the Akashic Records. I can go now, but I can only go for very short periods of time. Whereas before I was doing 1 hour sessions several times a day in the records, I can now only do about a 20 minute session in the records a day or every other day. And so, you know, that was really shocking to me that I would lose some of my gifts. And I think they are coming back, but I can understand now how if I didn't lose them, I would have gone right back to doing that work. Now, when my guide said we have to stop you, you know, I was a little shocked at first because I've been living a spirit-led life for at least 10 years. And I think they want me to tell my story because I think there are a lot of people listening who are leading similar lives. And maybe this message is for you as well. I was leading a spirit-led life. And what do I mean by that? I mean, I was listening. You know, I have guidance and I listen to that guidance. I meditate. I listen to my higher self. I take heed of the divine guidance that I get. I don't allow my ego to run my life. I do what I'm told to do in service of a greater good. And so I felt like, well, I am doing what Spirit told me to do. I've been doing that for years, right? So I got defensive, and right away when you're defensive, you know you're wrong. That's the ego. The ego is defensive. So right away I felt like, I've been listening. But you know what they said? They said, well, yeah, you have. You've done everything we've asked of you. However, you have also done what you wanted to do. And somehow you thought, as long as you did everything we asked you to, it would be okay for you to also do some things that you wanted to do to make money. And so I'm working on all the projects they want me to work on, like this podcast and my website, my Supersensory Society website. I developed an apprenticeship program. I'm running ceremony. I'm teaching a lot of students, or at least I was before the accident. I was doing everything that I was guided to do. But then I was also doing all these sessions with clients. And why? Because I needed the money. I thought, well, if I do these sessions, I'll have enough money to, take care of myself, pay the rent, pay my bills. And they said, we told you to do this, and you decided to do this plus that because you thought you needed to do that to support yourself. And they said, we didn't send you to Earth to make money. And so I was like, okay. And they said, you don't understand that you are taken care of and that we take care of you. And so you think you always have to work and work hard and work in certain ways in order to make money to support yourself. And you don't trust that you're being provided for. And so an example of this is, since the accident, my students, my friends, my colleagues have been incredibly kind and generous to me. And they've driven me to doctor's appointments. They've brought me food. They've done so many things. And one of the things they've done is written letters asking for money. A couple of my friends and students set up a GoFundMe. And I've received donations from all over the place. And after I received some donations, and they wanted to set up a GoFundMe, I realized that I felt kind of uncomfortable with all of these people asking for money for me. And they said, it's not those people that are giving you money. It's actually us giving you money, and the vehicle is those people. And so you don't have to concern yourself with who's giving you money or how you feel or how they feel, because the universe is providing for you, and we're providing for you in different ways. That's one way. And then there's other ways. And then, of course, there's ways that you have no idea and you don't expect, and you can't plan, and you can't anticipate, because it's completely outside of your consciousness. And it was just a very good reminder, I think sometimes when we're dealing with sickness and injury and tragedy and different disappointments in life, we forget, that we're supported. And we forget that everything happens for a purpose. And we forget that our life is guided. And that even the things that appear to take us off track are there to get us back on track. And so, as always, I've always believed that everything that happens in our life is a gift, no matter how it looks. And this has been my experience as a medical intuitive, as somebody who reads the Akashic Records. I have seen it so many times that there's a gift in being sick. There's a gift in every illness, every disease, every injury. There's a gift, there's an opportunity in every terrible thing that happens in our life. You know, when I'm talking to the incarnation guides in the Akashic Records, the guides that meet with each soul to help plan each incarnation, they're always explaining that they're going to program opportunities in people's lives. And these opportunities that they program into people's lives, well, we don't really see them that way on Earth. And I sometimes find myself explaining to my clients, well, this was an opportunity, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. What? Losing my child was an opportunity. Having this, being a refugee from a war-torn country was an opportunity. Being the victim of racist violence was an opportunity. What? Are you crazy? But I see it again and again that the soul agrees to have certain things happen or potentially happen in the life because of the opportunity they provide to the soul to either teach other people or learn or both. And I see it all the time in the sessions that I do. And so I know, of course, it's true for all of us, not just for some of us. And I've certainly been observing my own experience through that lens. What's the opportunity? What's the opportunity here? What's the opportunity? And I've seen a lot of opportunities. I've made a really big move away from working all day with clients and towards healing, being in nature, meditating, writing, channeling a lot more. And it's caused a big movement in my work in a different direction, which I think is ultimately a good direction. And that although it's been difficult to say no to so many clients and students during this recovery process, I know that ultimately what I'm doing now is going to allow me to benefit a lot more students and clients. Now, one of the opportunities that I've seen happen too with this recovery is because I lost my medical intuitive gift, I wasn't able to use it on myself, which was difficult. I was going to these doctors, and because the injury affected my speech and my cognition, I was having a difficult time speaking to my doctors, and I was bringing people with me to my appointments, but it was still challenging, even with people there advocating for me. And I couldn't rely on my intuition. You know, in the past, going to doctors, I always had my own source of information. And so if I go to see my, you know, cardiologist, you know, she has her information based on her training. But then as a medical intuitive, I also had my own information. And I would come and then we would have kind of a discussion about, based on both of our sources of information, and we would come to some sort of agreement. But I felt that I was walking into these appointments blind, intuitively blind. And so I remember asking, how can this be a good thing, you know? How can this be an opportunity, right? If I'm recovering from something, I'm injured, and I can't use medical intuition to help myself recover. And lo and behold, an opportunity arose, and that was that I started to get guidance from my guides of a medical nature. And so, you know, I had come to develop so heavily on my gift of medical intuition that I didn't have to ever ask guides for help with medical issues. But because I couldn't, I was then forced to do a lot more channeling, a lot more conversations with guides, because I was asking them, what do I do? And so two of the things that they told me, well, they told me several things. A couple of the things they told me. One is they told me to go into nature. That I needed to heal in nature. And so I removed myself from the city, and I'm living now in a retreat center in the country, in the hills, away from the people. And I'm just in nature, and it's been very healing. I was also told, and it happened magically, because normally I wouldn't be able to afford to come to this retreat center. But my guide said, you know, just ask, offer them something, you know, a price that you would pay for rent in the city, and see if they'll take it. And it so happened, because of the pandemic, they were willing, not only willing, but happy to have me, because they were not doing well financially. And of course, magically, it worked out, because things always do work out. And then I was also told by my guides, oh, you have to eat cauliflower, which is a vegetable I don't like. And so I just kept finding different ways to cook it where it didn't taste like cauliflower. And they also told me to drink collagen water, which I thought was something people were drinking for their joints or their skin. I thought it was for your skin and your hair. But, you know, when I looked it up, it turns out that collagen helps with brain injury. And when I looked up cauliflower, it turns out that there are studies showing it helps with brain injury. My guides also told me to take moringa, which I've taken in the past for other things. Didn't know it was good for brain injury. Looked it up, found some medical studies showing that it helped with brain injury. And so it's provided me with an opportunity to see that I don't always have to rely on my own gifts, that I can ask for help and get it. And that the type of information I'm getting from my guides now about my health is the same type of information I would normally get through medical intuition. It's really no different. It's just that I don't have to do the work, which I think was the lesson. All right, so there's a little bit about me and my own healing journey, what it's like to be a medical intuitive who loses or has diminished medical intuition gifts, and, you know, how am I dealing with that? I hope it's been helpful and that there's a message in here for each of you. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Journal of a Medical Intuitive, March 2021. I'm broadcasting from Quest Haven in San Marcos, California. Until next time.